This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Last summer, I told you the story of a woman by the name of Rose Marks. Rose Marks called herself a psychic and claimed to have all sorts of abilities and was one heck of a con woman. She conned people in South Florida out of millions of dollars. $17 million, $20 million, $25 million. Nobody actually knows the full amount that she stole from people. People including novelist Jude Devereaux, who was a client of hers for over two decades, and another woman who worked with her for more than three decades. In all of this time, Rose Marks was ripping these people off. Well, last September, she was sentenced by a jury. She was found guilty by a jury in Florida of 14 charges. And just this week, she was sentenced to just over a decade in federal prison. I have talked about this case not only on this show, but with my friend Jamie Ian Swiss, who is an expert in deception. He's a magician and a senior fellow at the James Randi Educational Foundation. I've asked him to join me here today and talk about this. Hi, Jamie. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. Pleasure to be here.
Are you happy about Rose Marks getting 10 years, and does it send a message to others in her profession?
I'm certainly glad about it. I'm certainly glad to see justice done in a relatively rare instance in these kinds of cases. There are a whole host of reasons that these kinds of crimes rarely get prosecuted. And so I think it's a great victory when not only were they aggressively prosecuted, but in this case, everyone was sentenced. There were guilty pleas all around. You know, the original indictment here was, I believe, for nine people. And it's all people connected to Rose Marks, either by family, by marriage, all connected. And eventually what happened was the rest of the family members all eventually plea bargained. Some others went to prison, greatly reduced terms from what she had, partly because of the plea bargains. Some community service and various other things like that. But everybody paid a price, and everybody was named, and everybody was public, and everybody is going to, I think, in that group is going to be resistant to going back to that lifestyle, which leaves them in a whole new path. That's a whole other story, too. But we don't see enough of these prosecutions, especially in the strongholds of this kind of crime, which is in South Florida and in New York City. And it's a good day when somebody actually goes to prison for it.
The victims in this case testified that Rose Marks and her family members, as you mentioned, convinced them that she could swap people's souls between bodies. She could prevent a woman from conceiving via in vitro fertilization. She could use her psychic powers to prevent the IRS from going after people for their taxes. The judge in this case, however, thought that these were pretty educated people, and it seemed to me in reading what he wrote that he couldn't believe that somebody as smart as Jude Devereaux and the other victims could fall for this nonsense.
Yeah, he actually even commented that he didn't consider Devereaux a strong witness for the prosecution, and he doesn't explain why. But it may well lie in this area that he finds it impenetrable as to explain why people fell victim to these crimes and why they believed the claims of these psychic con artists. And this is one of the great problems. And as you know, Paul, in my role in the skeptical movement, I've often talked, blogged, and spoken in speeches and so on about the role of cognitive dissonance in these kinds of crimes and tragedies. And also why, although it is so tempting for many on the outside, why we should be resistant to blaming the victim. The judge makes a comment that there was something in these people's makeup that made them want to believe. Well, sure, there's some truth to that, but it's not by any means an extraordinary event. It's part of human beings' wiring to, among other things, try and resolve mistakes in judgment. So, you know, people do put good money after bad. People added to their investments with Bernie Madoff. People keep going to the same psychic, even when the predictions are wrong, because we're wired not to have self-protective mechanisms that protect us from the notion that we've gone terribly astray and in our thinking, and so that, you know, we keep hoping that things will prove themselves out. That's part of it. But the other part of it, it's not just about the victim's thinking. It's really about crediting the con man. It's really about the incredible, refined, and ruthless skills that these kinds of con artists use. And it's not about just the specific claim they make. It's really about, and it's not even about the little things they use to demonstrate sometimes what's going on, demonstrate why there's a curse or something like this. It's really about the skills of psychology. It's similar skills to those used by magicians for good purpose. Magicians are experts in the pragmatic use of applied psychology, and so are con artists. And magicians do it to entertain people, create beautiful and mysterious illusions. Con artists use it to take advantage of the unprepared. And if you look at the stories of Rose Marx and her group at this trial, you will see that case after case after case, the people that they victimize successfully and effectively are people who are wounded at some low point in their lives, at some vulnerable period in their lives. Jude Devereaux lost a child. Her 8-year-old boy died in an accident. You know, I'm a parent, and I don't, you know, it's hard to measure. You don't want to measure tragedy, but if there is, you know, a worst tragedy for a human being to experience in the world, it has to be burying your child.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that happened in her life. And if you go victim by victim, you see people who lost jobs, people who lost relationships, people who lost businesses, all of this kind of thing. This is what these people take advantage of, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're using long-honed skills to do it. And you have to credit the con man and not blame the victim.
That is a great point. And one other point we should bring up here is that when you walk through a strip mall and you see a sign that says psychic or clairvoyant, and somebody inside is doing a, quote, reading, unquote, for $5 or $10 or $20, and you think, well, that's just harmless fun going on in there. That's, you know, that's for entertainment purposes only. That's what they'll always tell you. What you don't realize is that that's really a storefront of organized crime, isn't it, Jamie?
More often than not, it is. Now, there's different markets here. You know, if you walk into the New Age store where they're selling crystals, and there may be some working mediums there or tarot readers, or this, very often those people, that culture, that subculture, is what we call, as we skeptics call, shut eyes. People who are genuine believers in what they're doing. And it doesn't mean people can't be led astray through that path, but they're being led by people who have already misled themselves. Whereas in the Romani culture, the criminal element of the gypsy subculture, not saying the entire Roman subculture is criminal, that would be wrong. But there is a long-standing tradition that the judge oddly acknowledges in an odd way in this decision, because he says, well, I don't think that the crimes were sophisticated in their organization. He says, you know, they were partly carrying on a family tradition. Now, I find this bizarre because in the early days of the mafia, everybody was related too.
Yeah.
But I never heard, you know, murder for hire or extortion defended because it was a family tradition.
Let John Gotti off the hook. He was just a member of the Gambino family, after all.
Exactly. They've been doing it for generations. He's just the seventh son. So I don't really get that. But there is, you know, it is a cultural tradition in certain aspects of the Roman culture of training women to be psychics and training men to be to run scams like roofing scams and home entry and all of that kind of thing. So that, you know, that's not unusual, and that's why when you look at this particular case, you know, that's why they're all interrelated. They're all involved in varying degrees. You know, her nieces and, you know, all this kind of thing. So sisters-in-law. So Yes, there is, you know, so there is that tradition there. So when you're looking at those storefronts, it's certainly in New York City, when you see a freestanding storefront that says, you know, psychic reader, there's a very good chance that is part of organized crime, as you say, and every one of those $5 initial readings or whatever, it is really a fishing expedition on the psychic's part to see if they can reel in a big fish. Every one of those readings is going to go essentially the same way. You're a good person. Things are good in your life. Everything seems fine to me. Oh, except for this one area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to try and they're going to get that to that one area. It usually has something to do with either money and work or love or health, oddly enough. And they're going to figure that out pretty quick, because mostly the people who go in are actually looking for something. They're looking for some kind of help. Jude Devereaux says she was really just looking for someone to listen to lean on, to talk to in this difficult time in her life. They're going to figure out which area you're probably most vulnerable in, and they're going to say, oh, there's this one problem, and I see there's bad tidings here, there's a curse, there's something, and I can help you lift that.
And
I can help you with that.
And that is where you need to credit the con man, because they are experts at the science of separating you and exploiting you to separate you from your millions, if you have them. It's a fascinating story. I hope that the sentence of Rosa Markston and the rest of her family being punished as well in one way or another sends a message to other people in this profession. I fear that it will not, and there will be many more victims of this sort of con artistry to come for many, many years. And that's why I'm glad we have people like you keeping an eye on stories like this. Jamie Ian Swiss is a senior fellow at the James Randi Educational Foundation, online at randi.org. You can also go on YouTube and see some of his Honest Liar videos. Jamie, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Pleasure to talk to you.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.